But first, we turn to a proposal that will change the way education is funded in Nevada. A Nevada task force on K-12 public education has proposed more spending for kids in poverty and kids who struggle with English. This proposal will eventually be shaped into a bill to be introduced in the next legislature. But State Senator Republican Michael Roberson has already said there will not be more money added to the education budget. Joining us now is a member of the task force, State Senate Majority Leader Mo Dennis. Senator Dennis, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Good to be back.
There are more than 166,000 kids in Clark County on free or reduced lunch, another 50,000 plus who speak English as a second language, and your task force has proposed an increase in per pupil spending for these kids. How much do you expect this will cost overall?
Well, I don't know what the cost will be, and keep in mind that what we looked at in this funding formula study and our recommendations is not so much about the total amount that's needed, but how do we allocate education funding today based on what the true needs are.
State Senator Michael Roberson has already said this is all predicated on the legislature increasing the overall budget for education rather than taking money from other areas of the budget. What do you see as the biggest hurdle in the legislature to getting such a bill passed?
I think the bill, as far as the funding formula, I don't see that as something that will be as hard. I think the other discussion that we didn't have has to do with the, you know, adequacy, how much money in the pie. So, but I think as far as the funding formula, we had, I think, 16 of the 17 school districts, and the 17th one just hadn't met yet, all gave support for changing this funding formula, which was originally implemented in 1967, so it was time to make a change.
Realistically, we've seen some figures suggesting the money is believed to be about 150% of current per pupil spending. So realistically, do you think you could get that in next year's legislature?
Well, I don't know. That's something that we're going to have to work on. Like I said, this was step one, change the formula. Step two is then have that discussion about do we really want to adequately fund our education system. And I think there's support, and people understand that we truly are underfunding education. So us, you know, looking at this formula so that we can fairly distribute the money where the needs are, you know, where, you know, a student on special education or the at-risk schools or the English language learners, those cost more. So we need to put more into those. And so by updating the formula, we can have at least a true picture of what it costs to educate a child, and then we can have the discussion about the adequacy.
But realistically, how will you sell this to your colleagues, particularly your colleagues across the aisle who may not be inclined to want to spend this money?
First of all, if we're talking about the funding formula, what I have to sell is, you know, is it fair to give the same amount of money to every student in an equitable manner where we just say there's 1,000 students and we give $1,000 per student? Or is it better to say, hey, we've got, you know, 1,000 students, 40% of them cost more to educate because they either have language needs or special ed or whatever. So should we give more money to those and less money to the other ones that don't cost as much? What we do today is we take more money to educate those and take it away from the other kids. So I think that's the argument on the funding formula. As far as the adequacy side of this, we have to decide whether we truly want to educate our kids. And we've seen some things that we've implemented that have shown some great results, but you know they were as a result of us putting more money into those programs. And so we really, you know, are going to have that discussion. We've seen results. Do we want to continue to have those results? If we do, we need to have more money to do that.
Governor Sandoval is pretty likely at this point to win re-election. He did increase funding for education last year. What do you think he's likely to do with these recommendations?
He's seen the same results that we've seen, and he knows that we need to do more for education. So I'm thinking, you know, I would imagine he's going to try to look everywhere he can to find ways to increase, you know, budget for education. Keep in mind that over the last 5 years, we've cut over $1 billion in our K-12 and our university system education budget. And what we put back last time was very minimal in respect to that, because most of it was due to just the increase in enrollments. And so we really didn't put a huge amount back, but we did put some money back. And so I imagine he's going to continue to look, you know, for money in the budget where we can put more back into education.
State Senator Mo Dennis is a Democrat who serves on the Nevada Task Force on K-12 Public Education. Senator, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure. Thank you very much.